This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, cattle imports to boost local milk production expected by December. The Barbados Association of Journalists demands better treatment for media personnel covering events. The Autism Association welcomes government's plan to reopen the Alma Paris Memorial Secondary, and Hurricane Milton rapidly intensifies in the U.S. to a Category 5. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Agricultural Society is moving forward with plans to import a new batch of heifers to boost the island's livestock population. Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Paul, confirmed that the cows are currently being selected and the import expected by early December.
We expect that the heifers will be in on December the 3rd. They're being selected at the moment. What's happening right now is that after that selection process, they have to go into quarantine. So when that quarantine process is completed, they'll be shipped to Barbados then, and then, of course, they're going to another stage of quarantine before they actually deliver to the farmers. We are trying to increase our milk production in Barbados. But let me emphasize, I read in another section of the press where someone made a statement that there's a milk shortage. There's absolutely no truth to this comment. There is no milk shortage in Barbados. What we have been doing is that, for instance, we have actually made arrangements that if, you know, there are any difficulties, we have put in place arrangements to make sure that consumers continue to be supplied with milk.
He stressed that no consultation was held with local dairy producers on the importation of milk from Guyana and believes this could harm the local dairy sector.
They're kind of pretty astounded as to why the Savannah milk is being imported from Guyana. It could have some negative impact. There should have been some consultation with or the local dairy sector instead of proceeding in the way in which this thing was done. Even the whole question of the labeling, we are not sure whether or not they actually meet the labeling standard that we have in Barbados, because some elements of the packaging, I think, you know, you have to look and see whether or not the way in which it is presented actually meets our labeling standards. So I think that that's an issue. I really think that it was a badly thought out initiative. And I really think we need to start from the beginning. And I really would like that the farmers be held in some measure of respect. When you do these things, you're actually undermining the lives of Barbadians.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, BARJAM, is calling for better treatment of media personnel, citing the need for greater respect during the coverage of both public and private events. This follows yet another incident recently where media workers were invited to cover a function but were not provided with proper seating or basic amenities. BARJAM's President Ryan Broom says this is an unacceptable practice.
The Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers strongly condemns the disrespect of media professionals at public events that continues to rear its head from time to time. Members of the press are sometimes treated as an afterthought at various events, even when they are officially invited to provide coverage. Media workers have reported being made to stand for long periods, sit in cramped spaces, or be entirely neglected in the planning process for seating and accommodation. This creates significant challenges in doing our jobs effectively and undermines the professionalism that journalists and media workers bring to the table.
BARJAM wants appropriate arrangements made for journalists covering events.
BARJAM is therefore calling for all event organizers, private companies, and governmental agencies to ensure that seating arrangements are made for the media before the event, with clear sight lines to the speakers and event proceedings. This lack of consideration for media workers has been raised with event organizers before, and BARJAM believes it is high time for this to change, as disrespecting the media is akin to disrespecting the public's right to information. We stand firmly with all our members and will continue to advocate for fair and professional treatment for them at all public and private events.
President of the Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, Ryan Broom. The Barbados Fire Service is calling for increased investment in training and modern equipment to enhance its ability to tackle high-rise building fires. Speaking during the march past for the service's 69th anniversary, Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard highlighted the difficulties encountered during a high-rise building fire this year, stressing the need for investment in these areas.
Another significant incident. This year was a great fire at an institution or facility in St. Philip. This fire tested our capabilities and whether we were able to manage the situation. It underscores the need for continuous investment in equipment, training, and code enforcement to ensure that we are fully prepared for incidents of this nature. Hybrid building presents unique challenges, and we must stay ahead by acquiring the necessary tools and skills to protect lives and property.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. The Autism Association of Barbados welcomes government's recent decision to reopen the Alma Paris Memorial Secondary. 3 weeks ago, Minister of Education Kay McCaughey announced a January reopening of the school to deal with what she described as a rising number of children presenting with autism and other developmental challenges. President of the association, Fred Johnson, says he's eager to work with government in providing the necessary resources for children with special needs.
The Ministry of Education is now just about to reopen the Alma Paris School in 2025. So from the second quarter of next year, the Alma Paris will be functioning, and they will be not only providing, they will be providing services for our children, but they will also be providing services for all sorts of developmental issues and children who are intellectually challenged. So I look forward to working with Alma Paris to be able to provide the community side of things directly to the parents and the caregivers, and also to influence the kind of programs and teaching methods that the Alma Paris people will be putting on.
He is hopeful the Education Ministry will consider their proposals to help strengthen the school's curriculum.
We had a meeting with the Minister of Education last Thursday, during which we were invited to give ideas and comments and suggestions about how the Alma Paris will function. And we're very glad that that meeting went ahead very efficiently, and we've submitted a whole list of comments on that in writing back to the Ministry. And we certainly hope that they take our comments in good faith and see them as good pointers for the development of Alma Paris.
President of the Autism Association of Barbados, Fred Johnson. Winners in this year's Crop Over Festival have been officially awarded. The prizes were handed out in a ceremony at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre in Queen's Park last evening, hosted by the National Cultural Foundation. The recipients were those individuals who excelled in their respective categories, namely Junior Cadument, Grand Cadument, and Picketty Crop. The tune of the crop winner was also awarded. Deputy Chair of the National Cultural Foundation, Sheldon Hope, congratulated those winners.
But even as we commence consultations and planning for next year, which you've already begun doing assiduously, it is fitting that we also set aside a moment to congratulate those of you who put their creativity on show and impressed the various judging panels. This is your night. And before we applaud you individually, I want to congratulate you collectively for a job very well done. There is no festival without you.
Deputy Chair of the National Cultural Foundation, Sheldon Hope. And finally, the U.S. National Hurricane Center yesterday revealed that Hurricane Milton rapidly intensified into a Category 5 storm as it tore its way towards the U.S. Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center said that ferocious winds of up to 175 miles per hour had been recorded as Milton headed toward Florida, where it is expected to make landfall on Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Floridians have been told to prepare for the state's largest evacuation effort in years, with Governor Ron DeSantis warning that time for people to evacuate is quickly running out. Warnings over Hurricane Milton came just 10 days after Hurricane Helene, the deadliest mainland storm since Katrina in 2005, pummeled the U.S. southeast, killing at least 225 people. Hundreds more are missing. At least 14 of those deaths were in Florida, where 51 of 67 counties are now under emergency warnings as Milton approaches. Recapping the headlines. Cattle imports to boost local milk production expected by December. The Barbados Association of Journalists demands better treatment for media personnel covering events. The Autism Association welcomes government's plans to reopen the Alma Paris Memorial Secondary. And Hurricane Milton rapidly intensifies in the U.S. to a Category 5 storm. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.